soccer matters.
Quick shot, score! The US with Dempsey!
To Fabregas, who looks for Iniesta, who's onside! Spain score!
Entonces el centro, remate de gol! Gol de oro! Gol de oro! Gol de Uribe! Goal!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Live from Hugh O'Connor's Irish Bar and Restaurant, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, it's Hugh O'Connor's Pub, I-10 in the Marquee Entertainment Center. This is where you're going to watch the World Cup in 2022, if you're smart. And you will also be here next Tuesday night because we'll do more live radio here. Kobo Zanito, get down there, PNC Stadium, Minute Maid. Another great place to watch the World Cup. Raul Jacobo's place. It's been packed with Astros fans. You're going to want to watch the World Cup there, 2022, down in Edo. So you're covered out here at Hugh O'Connor's on I-10. And then if you're in the Edo area, you go to Kobo's in Edo. Great food and drink there. Best in smoke barbecue quesadillas, birria quesadillas. Get in there. 14 crystal clear monitors, just like right out here at Hugh O'Connor's. It's Kobo's in Edo, Little Patagonia Empanadas. My friend Sebastian Abraham. By the way, their main restaurant is right up the freeway here called Patagonia. Incredible steaks. But they opened an empanadas place, which is the hippest, coolest little hangout. There's great espressos in there, all kinds of coffee, every type of empanada you could ever think of. Beef, venison, chicken, pork, lamb. Sweet tooth stuff. You got guava, you got strawberry and Nutella. What does Nutella not go well with? And it's got a great Argentine vibe there. So those are two great spots. We got Hugh O'Connor's Pub here, I-10. This is the place to be. We're here tonight. A great crowd of guys in here tonight talking football. And we've got Kobo's in Edo. And we've got Little Patagonia, Empanadas in the Galleria area, right next to our studios, by the way. All right, I want to say goodbye to our last three guests, and we're going to bring the guys from Dynamo Faithful on. Alex.
Glenn, first of all, thank you. And look, just the people that are here today, you've united us, and I love that. We talk about how we, in our soccer community in Houston, need to come together. How long have you been doing this show? And forgive me for being ignorant.
2021.
It's amazing what you do. You've been a leader in our community, and I've said this to you in private, but it's important for all of us to keep supporting efforts like this. Mm-hmm. I know both of these gentlemen, Coach Ian and Josh, for us to come together this way, we need to do it more often. Thank you for bringing us together. I wish leadership and other organizations that purport to support soccer would do the same. They haven't done it. Thank you, Glenn.
Well, yeah. We can stay positive. Alex, thank you for taking the time coming tonight. Big thanks to Alex Parra. Dynamo Spanish voice, also SG1 Soccer Club. Alex, thank you. Josh, thank you for coming in tonight. We appreciate it. By the way, mention your Kingdom Football Club.
Yeah, so just started a youth club out in the Katy area called Kingdom Football Academy. So really focusing on player development and helping these kids get better.
Something different. If you don't want to be running the numbers, Josh Gardner, where can they find you?
In Katy, you can find me at kfasoccer.com.
KFASoccer.com. Your
SG1 Soccer.com.
SG1 Soccer.com. Yes. For Alex, Ian, Veery, as always, we thank you. We got to make sure you're back here next Tuesday. There'll be more Liverpool talk.
Glenn, always a pleasure.
It's appreciated to seeing you, and I'm glad you're doing great health-wise, too, also.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Great job, Ian. All right, let's go. Dynamo Faithful, guys. We're going to talk some podcasting now, and we're going to continue to talk the Houston Dynamo. I want to remind you later on in the show, Ben Olsen, interview. It's about 20 minutes long, and I think you're going to hear some really, really different things than you did from the press conference. A little bit more detail Ben will go into. Listen, Ben is a vibrant personality. There is no question about it. You will find yourself pulling for him and rooting for him pretty quickly, I think, but we will have him on. All right, so we've got Chris, we've got Manny, we've got Kyle, and we've got Zach. So the guys from this is Dynamo Faithful, the podcast that we kind of connected here recently, and we appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Chris, I'm going to just start with you. Tell us a little bit about the podcast, how you guys got going, and the passion behind it, because I appreciate what you guys do, and I don't think you're, you know, just completely rah-rah. I think you guys are demanding something out of your club.
Yeah, we want to be
We want to be honest about where the club's at, and we want to have a really good time while we're doing that, because sometimes what's going on the pitch is not great, but we want to have a good time. So the way we got started is we had this text group going. We went to college together all over the place afterwards, and a good friend of ours passed away who kind of like knitted us together a little bit. And when he passed, it was really hard for all of us, so it kind of brought us back together again, and a love of football was kind of that constant thing there. And that just grew into the podcast. Wouldn't you say, Kyle?
Yeah, that's it, man. We're all old dads that live out in the suburbs. And
not that
we,
old.
we wanted to stay connected.
There goes Josh Gardner. Didn't mean to interrupt. Josh Gardner.
Bye, Josh. We've been talking, texting Dynamo, U.S. Men's National Team, Premier League, Champions League. We've been texting that for years now, and we thought, you know, why not get on mics and talk about it together? And it's been really great. This is our first season doing Dynamo Faithful, and we had a blast doing it. We had a great episode with you, Glenn, recently.
By the way, I had so much fun that night.
It was awesome.
I didn't tell you beforehand. I had 3 gin and tonics in me before I came on the air. But it was so much fun. And, you know, honestly, and I'm you know, joking aside, when I did that with you, you know, there's podcasts and then there's podcasts. There's some stuff that, you know, I don't want to hear your whole life story and, you know, you drank 6 Schlitzes or, you know. But I like the fact that you do have a good blend of fun, but you're also bringing up serious topics about the team. And I really enjoyed the time on there with you. I mean, you know, and I do a lot of podcasts. I did one today, Soccer Subs podcast out of New York. These are great guys. They're very much like you. Great passion. And I think it's vitally important, Manny, that podcasts are a part of this landscape now. And you know, to have good young guys like you pushing the game forward, I think it's important.
Like these guys were saying, it's just something that really for us we wanted to do that we thought would be fun. I think that it's actually gotten a lot bigger than we expected it to, but we also wanted to be good at it, if that makes sense. So we wanted to bring fun. We wanted to bring real conversation about, you know, the Dynamo and how much we love them and sometimes how much we hate them, but still love them. But also we wanted it to be something that other people wanted to listen to, more than just our wives, which we thought really would be our main audience. So,
by the way,
that.
It's a beautiful story how you started the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Healthy pressure. Is it important for you to mix that in your shows? I mean, or is it, you know, how does that go? And, like, how do you set a show up when you got 3 or 4 guys?
You know, that's a great question, Glenn, because it's very complicated sometimes. Our last episode, we had 6-7 guys on there, and I'm trying to host. You know, I'm pretty new to this. This is our first season, so I hope we did okay, guys. For people who are listening who know us, I hope y'all enjoyed it. But we have a spreadsheet, and we kind of just – we write out the topics, and the guys kind of let me know what they feel like they can talk about, what they have an opinion on, and what they want to share. And we've been friends for so long, it's really easy to banter. It's really easy to go back and forth. But to get back to your healthy pressure, I think that's it.
Before you address that, in some ways it's social because this keeps you guys connected as friends, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah. It definitely does. We were kind of scattered around Texas and even outside of Texas.
Yeah.
Scroggins, he's out in San Angelo. That's, I think, 7 hours from
where
I am.
Yeah, we got to give a shout out to Chris Scroggins, who couldn't make it in. He was maybe hoping to, but he's a great guy, too. So back to the healthy pressure question.
Yeah, I think for podcasts who are giving the fan perspective, I think we have to be honest about where we're at. If we're just going to blow smoke about, oh, we love the Dynamo, Dynamo are doing so great, it's really good to come in second to last multiple years or last place even. So, like, we don't want to do that. We want to be honest. We would love to have some people from the Dynamo on the podcast. I don't know how much they'll love to come on our podcast with it being so honest and with healthy pressure. Well, I think some people are a little afraid of healthy pressure, Glenn, when you're...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But I do think we try and be very careful to not be dishonoring or disrespectful to the best of our ability. And when we... Usually there's somebody who disagrees with me who's usually the one calling somebody out a lot.
Let me just put this out here. Healthy pressure is not a bad thing. If you're Pat Onstad, you're Ben Olsen... You want healthy pressure. You want your players to feel that. I think that's been a problem in the city because mainstream media doesn't do a deep dive on the Dynamo. Maybe if they did a deep dive on how poor they were
in recent times under past ownership, maybe there would have been change earlier, and maybe we wouldn't have had to suffer through this. Because, look, yeah, a lot of the people that are making the decisions, honestly, in the past, do not love the game and don't feel it deeply. And that's why it's important to people like us. It hurts when I see Austin FC tearing it up. It hurts when I see FC Dallas above us. I got to get, we have 2 minutes. I have to get on really, really quickly here, Zach, because sure, Zach is the only guy who is sponsored by Vans.
Man, I can't tell you how self-conscious I was not wearing a Dynamo Faithful hat.
We will take a Vans sponsor, by the way.
Yeah, we will absolutely. Vans, if you're listening, please.
I was trying to help.
Yeah, Vans shoes.
Hey, so will Soccer Matters. We could do a package deal.
That would be great. Just sponsor Houston Soccer. To the healthy pressure, I think another part of this that we kind of didn't expect, right? Because we, like everybody said, we started this as a friend thing. It's a passion project. Like, right, we absolutely love doing this. But part of it is, you know, I think everybody in the Dynamo community can recognize that, like, the size and listenership and engagement of the Dynamo fan base has, you know, decayed a little over the last few years. We haven't had a great run of it. And part of this, I think, is making Dynamo interesting and accessible again for people, right? We hit stats. We talk about stats. But a lot of what we've done in terms of our model and the way that our podcast works, I think, is more approachable, right? And so that's kind of the goal, too, is to grow the community by offering something.
We don't want to scare people off.
Yeah.
I have to check myself a lot because I don't want to get too deep down, you know, serious, serious, serious. I'm a little bit too serious of a guy sometimes, maybe. But I hear where you're coming from. You guys are doing a great job. I appreciate it. We'll get you up in the other studio sometime. I would love to have you up there. Enjoyed being on your show. It's Dynamo Faithful. Where can I find it?
Yeah, you can find us on Twitter. Want to give a shout-out to Dynamo Twitter. You know, Sumo713. They're doing a great job. El Pupo's called in earlier. A lot of people on Twitter love us and work with us, and we're really grateful for that. But that's the best place to find us. We do have an Instagram, Dynamo Faithful.
Yeah, you can find our episodes on Spotify, and we've got them on Apple Music. So, yeah.
Guys, do you think they love Soccer Matters, too? I feel jealous here.
I think they absolutely love Soccer Matters.
I think if anybody's not listening to Glenn Davis on Soccer Matters, you're making a mistake.
I'm not trying to fish for a compliment. I'm just having fun here. All right, it's a great time, guys. Thank you very much. Okay, so it's Chris, it's Manny, it's Kyle, and hold on, don't say it, it's Zach.
Zach, yep.
Guys, tremendous job here.
Thank
Dynamo
you.
Faithful, listen to their podcast. They're tremendous friends of our show. All right, quick word here for Advantage BMW in Midtown. Go down there. You'll experience premier service. It's tailored to you. Excellence at Advantage BMW in Midtown isn't just offered. It's expected. Service center dedicated to putting your time first. So you ask for Justin, you ask for Steven. They'll get you in a perfect new certified pre-owned or pre-owned vehicle. Discover something special. Discover your hometown Advantage at San Jacinto and Gray. Advantage BMW in Midtown. You buy a car now, $200 goes to, or 200 meals will be bought to help feed the homeless. Advantage BMW in Midtown. Taking a break here. It's Hugh O'Connor's Pub, I-10 in the Marquee Entertainment Center. This has to be on your spot for watching soccer matches in Houston. Hugh O'Connor's Pub. We'll take a break. Victor Ariza, Striker next.
ESPN 97.5.
Hello, Houston. Jan Christiansen, Danish inspiration, modern contemporary furniture at 2775 Fondren since 1982. Come on into Danish Inspirations this month and enjoy our pre-Thanksgiving event. Lots of new arrivals, lots of great deals, stressless chair with $400 off, and so much more going on at Danish Inspirations. And in the soccer world, we just finished the Champions League groups, and FC Copenhagen ended up last in their group, but with three ties at home. Nobody beat them at home. So that's the good news. And the bad news is that they don't play in the Europa League next year. So be it. But of course, everybody's focusing on the World Cup. And if you have time tonight, you should drive by Hugh O'Connor's, where Glenn Davis will have his show live. So the World Cup, yes, like it or not, is going to happen in Qatar. And
And with all the negative press and everything, let's look at the positive side. We're going to see the beautiful game played by the most best players in the world. And hopefully it will be an awesome World Cup from a soccer point of view. There's nothing we can do about changing the other stuff. So let's just enjoy the beautiful game. That's my recommendation. All right. So come down to Hugh Connors and see Glenn Davis live. And remember, we are red, we are white, we are Danish dynamite. DanishInspirations.com.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. Live from Hugh O'Connor's Irish Bar and Restaurant, here's Glenn Davis.
Ilie to Palacios to the byline. Palacios clipping it up. Bang!
That was Gareth Bale earning his salary in Major League Soccer. By the way, if you go back and look at that play, Jack Elliott is jumping straight from a standing position. Bale gets a run at it. Jack Elliott, 6'6", and at that point had scored two goals in this game. And he was left a crumpled mess. And on they would go to win in penalty kicks. A lot of unlikely heroes. But Gareth Bale made that one play pretty unbelievable. Welcome back to Hugh O'Connor's Pub. I-10, as Voice of God told you, I-10 in the Marquee Entertainment Center. And really big thank you to Dave and Goose and all the guys out here. Tip your bartenders and appreciate all the guests that have come in here tonight. So big thank you there, as always. To Hugh O'Connor's Pub. And, of course, you're going to watch the World Cup here. And you're also going to come back out next Tuesday because we're going to do another live show here. All right, Stryker Magazine, he covers the Dynamo very, very consistently. And top to bottom, he is, you remember him from Soccer Matters. Great friend also of mine personally. It's Victor Arise. He joins us now. Victor, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you for inviting me on. Always glad to be on.
Yeah, we've had a great show tonight. Great contributions from a lot of different people. Let me just throw it to you right away. You were down at the press conference today. What were your impressions?
What a press conference always is. General comments. Everything's hopeful. Everything's possible. The playoffs are in play. And, you know, I think it's great for fans to be hopeful. But I also think we've been through this over and over too many times now, right, with several different coaches. And you know, good luck to Ben Olsen, and hopefully he gets it done. But I think, you know, overall thoughts, you know, on the signing, I just think, you know, it was a missed opportunity to really bring a bigger name, somebody more proven, get down in you know, into building up the academy, all this stuff that, you know, fans have talked about for years. Everybody that lives and breathes soccer in the city of Houston have talked about for years. And you know, ultimately, it's their jobs. They know what they're risking, and well, all power to them.
Victor Arise, a striker here, and yeah, look, there's a lot of aspects of the business that has to improve. You know, we were making the statement before that, you know, this is a club that really has not developed one of its own and sold it to Europe, and you know, that's pretty telling. That's pretty telling, and that's not.
MLS Cup final. You mentioned Ibiaga starting for LAFC. Yeah. Leon Flack starting for Philadelphia Union. He's from Humble, Texas. Obviously, you know, parents went over to Germany. But and those are just two names, you know. I mean,
yeah, you can go on and on. Christian Kappas could have been a Dynamo player. Chris Richards, Eric Quill wanted to move him somewhere, pick Dallas.
Yeah.
I mean, these are things that we have to factor in a little bit. We don't want to stay on it, but we do have to factor it in because this is how you got here. This is stuff Ben Olsen's not responsible for. This is stuff
Nor
Pat
do I think
Onstad's
he's get into,
responsible
right?
for. But it is part of the history. And I think Ben's got a good grip. And you're going to hear Ben Olsen, the Houston Dynamo coach, joining us after Victor's interview. All right. As far as, you know, the reception down there today, what else can you tell us? You know, Ted Siegel was there. What else can you tell us from down there, just from your lens?
Well, this was a press conference that I think, you know, it changes, right? And I think it gives you a good test of a good litmus test of what's the relevancy. You've heard me talk about this before. I think, you know, that's something they need to also fix. It's in their long to-do list. But, you know, just a few TV stations down there, it shows you the relevancy of the team. They had to move this press conference from yesterday because, you know, it conflicted with the Astros parade, and nobody would have gone yesterday, but except for maybe me and a couple more soccer reporters here. But just, yeah, I mean, I think, and maybe that's a message in itself, right, from the local media. It tells you where you are as a club. Obviously, I think the attendances also tell you the same, you know, another story. You know, the people that continue to tell you they're canceling season ticket holders, I think all that tells you a story about where the club is. And I wish people were more vocal, not just on social media, right? I mean, you see all the comments, but I wish, season ticket holders would vote with their dollars, right? Ted Siegel, Pat Onsat today saying, hey, get out and vote. Well, I hope Dynamo fans get out and vote with their voices as well.
Yeah, it's a fair statement. No question about it. But I think a lot of people have voted. A lot of people have left the Dynamo that were longtime supporters that have to be won back through a variety of different means. It's going to take people who know the soccer community to do it, and I sometimes get concerned that this front office doesn't have enough of that in it. There's not enough Houston resources in this club. I really wish there was. I know you and I discuss a lot about this,
yeah.
But there are a lot of people that have been bypassed, and I'm not saying it has to be a whole ton of people, but, you know, I don't know why we're going outside of market all the time when we can fill positions with people that are local. That's important for people that have grown up on these fields to understand what this club is about, what this city's about, and where the sport lies.
You had two youth coaches up here on this program, and there's many more all around the city, right? And there's former soccer players from other leagues. I mean, there's... again, this club could be a vehicle of unity. Sure, Don Garber says it's a sleeping giant. I think this market's been tranquilized. I think people, are just what's the use in speaking up? We'll go on.
But sleeping giant bothers me because I think he meant from an MLS perspective, it's a sleeping giant. This is not a sleeping giant. This is a soccer town, okay? Before Austin co-opted, you know, we're a soccer city. We were saying that here in Houston 10, 12, 13 years ago. So, and Austin just was smarter in how they marketed it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that they can copy here. To me, what's concerning is I read the press release this morning, you know, announcing Ben Olsen, and I see a lot of the same practices from the old regime. A lot of... You know, it's stretching some facts, right? Development of youth talent and, you know, all due respect, I don't know that, you know, Ben Olsen's known as that, you know, throughout MLS. And I think, you know, you ask anybody around, I don't know that's what he's known for. That's it. He has a tall task as well. I mean, this is 20 players are returning from last year. And I think, you know, yeah, they said today as many as 10 new players could come in. But the reality is, there's still decisions to be made on six players. Like you could have six returning players.
So let's start. I want to get your decisions on this. You're the general manager. Fafapico, stay or go?
I think you got to cut him loose at this point.
Because?
Because he hasn't made a difference. I think, yeah, he's contributed maybe some numbers, but he hasn't made a difference on the field. He's not a player that – and maybe he hasn't been utilized correctly, but I just think you got to get some fresh blood in here.
And you know what's interesting? People cite the stats. Oh, he's been a high goal scorer. Oh, Darwin has been a high goal scorer. But you want to know something? He didn't move up in the standings.
Yeah,
you're not making the playoffs. That says something. It's not just about data.
No, and for the sake of their careers, older players, I think they should be on a contender somewhere where they can maybe be a piece on a championship team maybe.
Darwin Quintero.
Got to go because otherwise you'll never move on.
Well, we decided to try and play with a number 10 last year with either Darwin or Memo in that role. That didn't work out the way we wanted. I mean, I think that was going to be a long shot in the end. Okay, Zeka came in. We thought he was going to be the guy who was going to be the right back. Griffin Dorsey stole it from him. What do you do with Zeka?
I like him, but I think he was probably a Nagamura signing, so he probably doesn't come back. I mean, I don't think he was a big difference maker. I wouldn't mind if he stays, but I think, you know, he probably goes.
And a lot of this depends on salary as well. Memo Rodriguez.
For the sake of him, I think he has to go.
Yeah, I think he needs a change of scenery.
New challenge.
Get out of the safety and the comfort zone of Houston, Texas. Should have happened earlier, I think.
Yeah.
For his long-term career, I believe. Marcelo Palomino.
Well, he's been cut. I think he's probably sticking around with Dynamo,
what do you
too.
Think about that?
Good. I mean, you know, if he's not ready for MLS and you have three coaches that have said it now or at least shown you with actions, then let him, you know, kind of, you know, finish, you know, at Dynamo 2. And once he's actually ready to move up, you move him up.
Yeah, we do have a sort of a protective loyalist feel sometimes about our local players, which leads often not to fair assessment of them. And they're both very good soccer players. The question is, are they good enough to be in MLS midfields? And I say that with all.
By the way, he was a local player that they almost lost. He didn't want to sign a contract for the longest.
Yep. 16 are under contract right now. 10 spots are open. Remember on the broadcast, we're talking a lot about Corey Baird, and Corey finished the season strong.
Yeah. Sure.
So his his contract was exercised.
For what he's making and only having two goals, and I don't think you're getting enough production. I think you can get a younger American player that has a bigger upside. You might have some already on the roster, maybe a Beto Avila or somebody else, or bring somebody else in that has a bigger upside. I think you're wasting – it's my opinion. I think they're wasting their time with this. But, you know, it's their decision.
Victor Ariza of the Striker. Ethan Bartlow, I like where he progressed last year after having an injury. I like the minutes he's gotten. I think he can compete to be a starter, but certainly is an ample backup. He's proven that. And, by the way, that's cheap labor, which,
yeah,
you know,
college player.
College players, you got to utilize this college draft and get more Ethan Bartlows that can help your roster, and you also have got to start producing your own local talent. It has to happen.
Right.
It has to happen if you want to compete in this league.
And honestly, I'm a little disappointed. Well, my opinion, just a little disappointed Bartlow didn't get more minutes. I thought maybe that's a guy you give him less minutes, you start making him a starter, and he's a guy with an upside that you know, if you don't make the playoffs, nothing else, you at least get a full season of games for him instead of, you know, again, maybe a veteran who's going to be a backup, and, you know, but again, their choices.
Injury suspension really dominated kind of a lot of the choices in the center back position. That's got to be an area that gets consistent ultimately for the Dynamo. They declined options on Mateo Bahamic, like I said earlier.
Lost money.
Yeah, that's a bad one. Ian Hoffman was a Todd Ramos signing.
Right.
He's declined. Marcelo Palomino declined, likely Dynamo 2. Thiago, Pat Onside, you know, said we missed on that. Zarek Valentin has been a very good servant to this club. Excellent guy. That's probably an age factor there.
Yeah, a good community player. And I mean, but you haven't been using him, so you're occupying a roster spot on somebody who's not playing.
Yep, no question about it. What do you think of the future? How do you feel right now? I mean, you know, you cover this team. You're passionate about it. And I want to remind people, Victor is very, very passionate about the Dynamo and the game. We need more Victor Arises. We need more Dynamo faithful guys in the community. I mean, where do you feel like now? Because I know you hurt like me sometimes.
Yeah, well, I'm disappointed, honestly. I thought this was a big opportunity to, again, bring somebody who could be an impact signing as a coach, deliver a message to the entire soccer public here in Houston that you're serious about what you're doing. But, you know, they valued, I think, too much MLS experience. I think they just wanted somebody that doesn't go too much against the current. You've heard some of the outlying factors in the job requirements. Pat Onstad said on your show they didn't want somebody bringing their own staff, that kind of stuff. Fine. But I think they need more voices that challenge them inside the organization. I don't think they have enough, and I think until you have that, you're not going to get the culture change you want.
He's Victor Ariza, the Striker. Victor, thank you for taking the time to come in here tonight. You can follow his writings at The Striker, Texas. Victor Ariza. Thank you, Victor.
Oh, thank you.
All right, we wrap this segment up here now. Now you are going to get to hear from Ben Olsen, because I will tell you one thing we know about Ben Olsen. He is serious. This is a very honest interview. I think you're going to like this. You're going to hear a lot more detail than you heard from the press conference, obviously. So Ben Olsen, the Dynamo coach, coming up. This is Soccer Matters coming from Hugh O'Connor's Pub out on I-10 in the Marquee Entertainment Center. Wonderful place to catch World Cup 2022. Liverpool supporters group home here. We've got a nice mix of people that have been here tonight, and really want to thank everybody who's come in. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. New Houston Dynamo head coach, he is Ben Olsen. He joins me next.
for sports is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. Live from Hugh O'Connor's Irish Bar and Restaurant, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, he's best in the business, Andrew Carlson, bringing us back with Do Ya. John out here doing the engineering. We appreciate that tonight from John. All right, we welcome you back to Hugh O'Connor's. This is Marquee Entertainment Center, 7620 Katy Freeway. All kinds of great Irish cuisine in here. This is the place you're going to watch the World Cup 2022, or you're going to want to if you're on this side of town. It's I-10, it's Hugh O'Connor's, it's 7620 Katy Freeway. Big thank you to Dave and Peter, Goose, and everybody out here for hosting us tonight. We're back here next Tuesday night as well. I do want to quickly mention something for charity here. It is Advantage BMW. By the way, if you go to Advantage BMW this month and buy a vehicle, guess what? 200 meals will go along with that in feeding and a part of the charity that they do, the BMW Drive to End Hunger. So big thank you to BMW. Soccer Matters t-shirts that we gave out for free tonight. You can pay for them at $20. All the proceeds go to the Snowdrop Foundation, a 501c charity. You get them at LamontBrands.com. Here is the Houston Dynamo head coach, the new one, announced today. He is Ben Olsen. He joined me earlier in the day. Well, Ben, first off, welcome to Houston.
Great to be here.
So let's just talk a little bit about how this came down and when you got the job offer and then how you accepted it.
Well, I think it was documented a little bit that I flirted with the job earlier in the year. And I just didn't think it was the right time to put my name in the hat. And as the year went on, I was more convinced that it was time to get back into coaching. And but this was not something that I was out applying for every job that or any job for that matter. That came up where a coach got let go and there was an opening. This was the only one. Part of that is because of Pat Onstead. And obviously we have a relationship and I want to work with people I trust in this next phase of getting back into it. I had the itch to coach again and be back in the locker room, be back on the field, be back in the arena, so to speak. And as I went through the interview process, it became very clear that this was the place for me in this moment of my life. And fortunately, they thought the same thing. And so their vision was one that resonated with me. The challenge itself of a club that, I don't know if reboot's the word, but certainly needs some change. And it's going to take a little bit of time. But some of those building blocks that have already been laid, I'm seeing. And it's not always evident to the fans and on game days, especially when you're losing this year. But there's a lot happening at the facility and people being brought in that I think are really sharp and are going to help turn this franchise around.
He's new Houston Dynamo head coach Ben Olsen joining us. Look, you know, all your years in D.C., we remember a lot that came out of there. Well, a lot of this comes back to us around the league and bannered around social media. But Ben Olsen didn't have enough resources in D.C. That's one we commonly heard. Is there something from those experiences you can take into this one?
Yeah, of course. Right. I mean, if, when you coach for 10 years, in particular at DC United, I think I can take a lot from there. I don't want to get too much into what DC didn't give me. I view them as I'm still a real romantic with that club, and I feel really fortunate to have been there that long. At times I had a long leash. At times I think we punched above our weight. But really it's just the reps of coaching and being in the locker room, working with different types of players, different types of teams, and getting those reps, as a leader and figuring who I was, as a coach leader, that now I think I can draw back on, to help me have success here. And it's one of the things, Glenn, that I wanted that drove me to take another job is I only know me in that atmosphere, right? This is new. This is new people. This is new fan base. People in Houston don't care who I am. I have no history here. So reinventing who I am as a coach, still using those, my past, is very exciting for me with people that I trust, people with resources, and I think people that share a similar vision that I do.
As such a big figure in D.C., player, I mean, you were even in the Virginia area. I remember calling your games at UVA, coaching, playing at D.C. Is there a freshness just to kind of jump onto that last point you made about coming to a fresh environment? Is that exciting for you? And I would have to think in a way, you know, you segued yourself perfectly by saying you're in a little bit of a way, it's kind of anonymously coming into a very different market.
Both. Yes. To answer your question. It's exciting both professionally and personally. I have three kids, one in high school, daughter in high school who's still wrapping her head around coming to Houston. I have two boys and a family. So this is a big move for us, again, professionally and also as a family to take this adventure. It's one that I think there would be a little bit of short-term pain, but long-term gain with the personal stuff and showing, you know, seeing what I'm made of in a new environment from a personal standpoint, what you know, a little adversity in the family of picking up where we're very comfortable in our DC bubble that we in a lot of ways had it all figured out. But I think that's important in life to try something new.
Ben Olsen joining us. He's a new Houston Dynamo head coach and pleased to have him on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. I get the proactive side of it. We've heard that before. The fans have heard that before. We've heard the fiery. The fans have heard that before. And I'm not being crass here. It's just, Sean, it's what they've heard. What additionally in the details has Pat talked to you about? Because I did hear you in the press conference talking about playing a more progressive pressing style of play, if I got that right, because my audio was not great.
You don't go from where we're at now to playing like Man City. We're playing like Liverpool. It takes time. So we have to build this to a game model and this proactive style that Pat continues to talk about. It doesn't happen overnight, right? But it is important for us to strive for that and put in a structure and make sure the players are very clear in that structure on the field. So we can be a better team at root pressing. We can be a team that has more sustained possessions in the opponent's half, more chances, more service, right? A higher expectation of goals per game, right? This is the goal. This is not new. Every team wants this. Everybody wants to go and repress get expected goals that are, you know, 7 expected goals and win games 4-2 and entertain their fans, right? But there are steps. And you know me for a long time. And, you know, I still believe in being pragmatic and defending and being gritty and being nasty and having a real spirit about your team that's hard to play against. But you can bring that into a game model that is a little bit more proactive than maybe I got pigeonholed in DC United as my way of playing, which again was extremely pragmatic, very defensive, more counterattacking game model. So that is not going to be the way we play. Hopefully these teams do not resemble the way we went about the game from a game model in DC United. So that will look different. But I'm saying that you don't get there overnight. This is going to be a process and people don't want to hear that. And people don't want to say it's going to take time and patience. That's just the reality of digging out of a team that's been in the playoffs one time out of the last decade. So we got a lot of work to do. This roster will look a little bit different. We've got 6 to 10 new players potentially coming in. They're not going to be the high NDP players, as you know, but that doesn't mean you can't transform kind of the makeup of the group and enhance the roster with TAM players, college draft picks, high college draft picks, and players within the league that I think are good cultural pieces and winners.
Ben, is changing this into a type of team like that, in addition to you being here and your leadership as a head coach, does that include adding more creative players to this team? And I would just say about the fiery remark, yeah, I got to say LAFC's got to be pretty fiery. They don't win an MLS Cup, right? Isn't that a prerequisite?
If you saw the final game, it was a street fight. I mean, it was two extremely athletic, physical teams. And it's no surprise that they were, and both of them were extremely well-rounded. They weren't all attack or all defense. They were adaptable. They were two of the best teams on the defensive end, and they scored a bunch of goals. So they were complete, and they could win games in different ways. So that, you know, this, you know, I don't, let's not get too caught up in this proactive, like fly by the seat of your pants type structure and game model, right? It still has to make sense. And it's going to change when we play LAFC. It's going to change to when we play maybe at home on a Wednesday night where we want to push the game against a team that may be tired. So, but giving them something to fall back on a structure and principles of play and where we want to be, I think helps the players, helps our fans identify who we are and how we're going to go about the game.
So what was it like coaching Wayne Rooney in Houston now that you have a Hector Herrera here? Was that a challenge as a coach? What did you learn from that? You know, because that's a global icon, right?
Yeah, I was excited when I found out that Wayne was coming because I really wanted to have that experience as a coach and deal with a guy that is on that level of fame and importance in the soccer world. Hector has a lot of those qualities in that he's a star. He's a big name. He's played at the highest levels. He's a world-class player. So I can't wait to get to know him and to sit with him and bring him into a part of our decision-making. That's what I did with Wayne and not just the stars, but people that have been around and have had great experiences within the game. It'd be silly not to bring them into the fold to create buy-in and he's going to be a huge part of it. I don't look too much into this year, some nagging injuries, the World Cup on the horizon. It's always a tough time to be at their best. So I'm going to be relying heavily on him, whether it's leadership, on the field presence, and just being, you know, one of our best players week in, week out.
Ben Olson, new Houston Dynamo head coach in Houston. We are thankful for his time here, presented by the Daspit Law Firm. So, Ben, you know, from the outside, how much have you watched Houston in the last year or last 2 years? How much of that story do you know, and kind of what do you see through your lens?
I know him pretty well. I've watched most games, and I'm pretty familiar with the roster. My sense is there's a good core. But the roster needs bolstered. I think there's areas of concern that we need to fill profiles. I think we can get a little bit tougher. I think we can get a little bit faster. I think the creativity can be enhanced. I think the structure itself, I think we could be a little clearer on who we are, game in, game out. Of course, again, it's always going to adapt. And there's going to be times you need to grind, and there's times where you need to push the gas and play on the front foot. So, but again, making sure they're clear on this game model and the adaptations off of that we're going to spend a lot of time on that over the next few months until the first game. But there's a lot there. I don't mean to go negative on it. There's a lot there, and there's a lot of players that are willing to work their tails off for the club. There's high end talent. Big fan of Karaskia, obviously Herrera. You have a goal scorer, a proven goal scorer, which is hard to get in this league. I mean, 15 goals in a season like they had, not too shabby. And that's without, you know, a high end of box occupation and low level of service, low quantity of service. and at times low quality of service, right? Let's face it. But I don't want to get too much into that team, and because I know it's hard to be a coach, and sometimes I do that. It looks like I'm throwing coaches under the bus, and it's a tough job. And Paulo coming in to a new team and a transition, and having the group he had, that's not an easy task. So I certainly feel for the circumstances that he went through this year.
Ben, I appreciate that honesty, and I think the listeners will as well. I just want to take about the Sebas Ferreira, and I'm not going to get too heavy into the roster with you. We got to give you a chance to get acclimated here. But I do want to talk about a goal scorer who could be the difference in games, probably could have been the difference in another 3 to 4 games, another 12 points. Is it going to be important to surround him with some more penetrators, some more creativity? And Eddie Robinson and I on the broadcast always say this guy can be a 15 to 20 goal scorer in this league, no question.
Yes, to answer your question, having a creative influence on the field. I think if you know me and you've seen my teams over the years, there's more times than not a 10 out there, and someone that can now provide and be unpredictable and have eyes that are just a little bit different than a lot of the players out there. Hector has some of those qualities. But really, it's still about finding where Hector makes us tick the most and where he feels most comfortable. And that's one of the big dominoes that we have to figure out what structure and where can we make sure he's very successful in. Within that, yes, finding someone who is an attacking-minded playmaker. But, you know, playmakers are not always the Marco Echeverries of the world. There's 9.5s out there. There's forwards that come back into the pocket and feel comfortable that can still play a pass. So there's different types that we're looking for in that area within the structure that we have in our minds and our game model right now. So over the course of the next 3 weeks to probably 2 months, we've identified some good players in those spots. In a bunch of different spots of areas that need, and I look forward to getting in the room with everybody and finding which guys we think can take us to the next level. But Sebas, there's more to him too. To go back to your question there, it's important to score goals, and 15 is not too shabby, and we can push that higher. But now there's all these other things that we're going to be asking him to do on the defensive end, within buildup, how he connects the game, and how he's a handful for any center backs that want to play against him, that they know they're in for a long night other than some of the goals. So we're going to push him. We're going to push every player to see what we can get out of him.
You alluded to the Houston soccer community and this team in the playoffs once in a decade, and you do seem to be very up on how beaten down this franchise has been. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but it's a reality. I lived here. I've lived it. The culture and all of that, you're only one man. Pat's only one man. Outside of just winning and the on-field competitive product getting better, what are other things that you see, maybe big picture, to expand the relevancy of this team and the authenticity of it, maybe the authentic soccer side of it? Because this town, like D.C., is full of authentic soccer fans that are coming to the party.
I love that word. Authenticity is how I try to live my life. But I'm not a magic bullet here, as you know. It takes so much more than a head coach coming in and, shaking things up and giving them a game model. I need people around me. I've been assured that there will be support around me to make myself whole and the staff. I guess one of the questions where you can add other than money for players, of course, money for players always helps and getting the best players possible. But there's an infrastructure piece here that's real, that can be enhanced. There's a staffing part that when I talk about staffing, some of this is already in place and the fans don't necessarily see some of these people that are coming in that are sharp and good and experienced. And we're going to add more to that on the technical side to make sure we have all the resources behind the scenes to put this team in a situation to have success. There's some stadium, the revamping the stadium and the optics of that, I think, is important. The training facility, there's going to be some improvements there to give us a little bit more of a professional environment that goes a long way in my mind to digging out of this and expectations of coming into a workplace or stadium that's is top class. All that stuff to me goes into this. So it's not just the players and how we connect to the fans. I'm not sure. I don't know that other than win and put a product out there that they're proud of and that resonates with them and the culture that is here in Houston. Other than that, I got to find that out a little bit. I'm new here, so I don't necessarily, I'm not pretending to know this city. I like it so far, but more times than not, I left here very unhappy because I just got my ass kicked, and it was. And I look forward to that now that I'm in charge here.
Ben, I want to thank you very much for your time. I know you're a very busy man here today. We appreciate it. For you to get this out to my listeners for sure is awesome, and thank you very much for your time. We're going to wish you the best of luck, and I hope this is the first of many visits.
I look forward to catching up. Thanks, Glenn.
All right, so tonight we finished in style with new Dynamo manager Ben Olsen. A huge thank you to all of you that came out here tonight. Hope you enjoyed yourselves. We'll be back here at Hugh O'Connor's again next Tuesday night. It'll be live again, lots of goodies and more guests. A big thank you to Dave and Peter, the owners. This is one of the great soccer-watching pubs in Houston. It's authentic. It's Hugh O'Connor's. Should be on your list to watch World Cup 22 right here. Great Guinness, Bangers and Mash, Shepherd's Pie, burgers, beer, selection, whiskey offerings, 7620 Katy Freeway. It is Hugh O'Connor's. Again, a big thank you to everybody who listened in as well. Podcast of this show at ESPN975.com. And as always, a big thank you to our presenting sponsor. He is John Daspit. It is the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Podcast of this show at ESPN975. I'm Glenn Davis. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and coming out live to Hugh O'Connor's.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.